share of hard times. In my life, I must confess, when it comes down to living, Lord knows I'm living it up the best. He's the best, now he's the rest. I guess there is a road to nowhere, and that road it leads to me. If you're headed out,
second hour of the program coming your way. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, we were talking about this Me Too thing and the Kavanaugh thing, and basically how, and I was even talking maybe the week before last about it, how you this whole believe women and women got to be believed, blah blah blah. A lot of people are tearing this apart, but this is an ad, and this was up on the Stormer. But let's listen to clip four. This one's quite funny.
What do you think about what's happening in Washington?
Our Congressman French Hill and the Republicans know that it's dangerous to change the presumption of innocence to a presumption of guilt, especially for black men. If the Democrats can do that to a white justice of the Supreme Court with no evidence, no corroboration, and all of her witnesses, including her best friend, say it didn't happen, what will happen to our husbands, our fathers, or our sons when a white girl lies on them?
Girl, white Democrats will be lynching black folk again.
Honey, I've always told my son, don't be messing around with that. If you get caught, she will cry rape.
I'm voting to keep Congressman French Hill and the Republicans because we have to protect our men and boys. We can't afford to let white Democrats take us back to bad old days of race verdicts, life sentences, and lynchings when a white girl screams rape.
Paid for by black Americans for the president's agenda. Not authorized by any candidate.
All right,
or candidate's
you can stop
committee.
It there. I mean, the tributaries in the wake of this are going to have no end with this Kavanaugh circus. I thought that was funny when I saw that on the website there, and I realized that with the whole thing with Republican and Democrat and the Dinesh D'Souza angle with the Democrats being blah 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 the party of racism and so forth and so on and all that, it's much more complicated than that. But I thought it was funny to see that. Let's take. I think Frank's up. I haven't talked to Frank in a while. Frank in North Carolina. Let's bring him on up. What's up, man?
Oh, I got a few things. We've all got things. It seems like everybody always says we've all got things we're not proud of.
Yeah.
We don't really want people to know about it. I remember my 21st birthday. I passed out up underneath a vehicle in a parking lot of a bar, and the guy woke me up the next morning as the sun was just starting to come up over the trees, and he said, "Hey there, fella, I got to go to work. You're going to have to get out from underneath my car." And the guy actually was pretty cool. He gave me a ride back to base, and I got back to base just in time. I had a lot of stuff like that. But, I was going to ask you, what do you think? I'll be honest with you, it just hit me wrong. It made me feel kind of uncomfortable when Kavanaugh, they showed that clip of Kavanaugh, I think it was back in 2016. He's given a little, speech to some of his people or something somewhere, and he said of his time at Georgetown Prep or whatever school that was he went to. It's all starting to fade now for me, but he said, what happened at whatever, was it Georgetown Prep or whatever, stays at Georgetown Prep, and, he gave that sly look, like, what people only knew. And for a Supreme Court justice, and for a guy that was probably kind of maneuvering for that probably starting at a very early age. I mean, obviously, this was a, you know, smart, ambitious guy who was maneuvering. He was setting up his career. I mean, this is a careerist, you know. But, I mean, did you know the little clip that I'm talking about?
Yeah. I saw that, the whole thing. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens at Georgetown prep stays. I mean, but a lot of guys are, you know, going to prep school, which is a Jesuit prep school, and he's getting ready for, I don't know if he knew he was going to be a lawyer back then. But, you know, there's a lot of jobs in the law firms and so forth that you don't necessarily are not prepping to be a Supreme Court justice. And so as a, you know, look, you and I, we grew up during the 80s, Frank. It was a different time. Things were wide open. Rock and roll was still fresh. Metal was fresh. You know, you had Shout at the Devil, Motley Crue, and Priest, and Maiden, and Ozzy, and all that. It was huge. It was like on top of the world. I mean, Metallica just getting off the ground. You know, this guy's a few years older than me, but hell, those guys that are a few years older than me in their 50s, they were partying during the Led Zeppelin, long hair, big bell, crazy time where, I mean, we had a smoking area in my high school for God's sakes when I was a freshman all the way through, but these people were passing big old joints around in the smoking area at high school, bottles of Rush, snorting Rush. It was like almost anarchy compared to the lockdown nature of school and everything it is now. And so, Rush, all these big, huge bands would come through and these kids were all going. I mean, I don't judge anything. Now, is he like saying he was out there forcibly raping chicks by saying what happens at Georgetown Prep stays at Georgetown Prep? I'm not willing to make that. That jump, but go ahead.
Well, just made me uncomfortable, you know, because I mean, you know, a lot of those guys do get away with a lot of stuff because of their privilege and whatnot of the family.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, they do.
And,
some of them are psychos.
Too.
Yeah. Some of them are psychos.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But at the same time, I never had the inclination in my entire life to forcibly take a woman's, you know, goods from her by force. I couldn't even, and I don't want to sound like a creep. I couldn't even get, you know, excited by seeing a woman that I know that she doesn't want to give it to me laying there. And there has to be a special kind of creep to be a rapist or an assaulter or any of that. And so I've never even when I've been in an inebriated state, I've never wanted to go up and, you know, touch a woman inappropriately or any of that weird trash. That's just, I don't know. You got to have a special kind of psychopathy. And could Kavanaugh have that? He could. I don't, but, you know,
but
looking
I
at
see
it
both ways, but, too, though, man. Yeah, I look at things very objectively, unlike most people. Most people take a side. I don't take a side. I look at it objectively. I mean, I remember how aggressive a lot of the girls were that I was going out with at that same time, back in that time period you're describing. A lot of the girls were very sexually aggressive.
And looking at Blasey Ford, and looking at Blasey Ford's kind of old yearbook pictures and so forth and so on, you could definitely extrapolate.
Well, one of her boyfriends said she was a sex addict, like, what do you call it, nymphomaniac, and like multiple partners and all that. Yeah. So she's trying. I don't like it when if a woman's. I don't have any problem with a woman coming out and getting the facts straight and making accusations and taking on creeps. But if they want to come out and pretend like they're all, you know, pure, clean as the driven snow and all that, that's, I mean, they do lie. I mean, everybody, yeah, men and women, Frank, lie.
But that Blasey Ford, she creeped me out as soon as I seen her with those glasses, with her goofy glasses and all the rest of it, and her little voice. And then finding out her old man's heavyweight, like Laurel Canyon level intelligence operator and all that. And she's all into Stanford and Palo Alto and all this psych fake memory.
Fake planting, fake memory.
Yeah, stinks, dude. The whole thing stinks. It reeks.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeremy, this guy named Jeremy, out of Kentucky, got through to Rush Limbaugh on Friday. You got to hear it.
Really?
If you can't find it anywhere, you can go to Farron Show from yesterday morning on RBN. Yeah. He played the whole call. He brought up, he freaking nailed Rush, man. He set him up. And, of course, Rush whitewashed the whole thing with regards to Israel and the attack on the USS Liberty. He basically just misdirected the whole call to addressing Israeli spying, and then basically misdirecting the whole rest of the conversation to Saudi Arabia. Didn't really address the attack on the USS Liberty or other false flag attacks at all. But anyway,
what about the Lewinsky honeypot on Perv Clinton, and then all the having his phones tapped during the Rabin stuff? I mean, that stuff, that was so hilarious. The Chinese stuff with the Clintons, and then the Israeli penetration into the Clinton regime, then the PNAC boys with the Bush syndicate under W with 9/11. They had us. Just, you know, and then people still think we're in that position now with Trump, the embassy move, Jared Kushner, the Chabad Lubavitch, you know, Roy Cohn, the whole thing. So, you know, Trump's doing some things, though, that if he was completely in the kosher Nostra's pocket, he wouldn't have done. And so, you know, it's a strange one to watch this one go down.
Yeah, it's bizarre, man. I don't have any faith. I just put my feet up, man. I'm a bystander now. It's a spectator sport for me now. I went hardcore. I did everything I could from like 2007 to 2017, and I just realized I couldn't do anything. I couldn't change. I couldn't, persuade anybody. I couldn't get anywhere. Couldn't get any ground. So I'm just going to watch it, and I don't have any faith at all.
Just watch it. Keep your firearms around, a bunch of ammo around. Keep your powder dry. Have a way to eat and drink, and be ready for the SHTF moment where it's going to go straight up, crazy.
Yeah, you got to be ready to take advantage of any opportunity that comes up, even to defend yourself. And I'm laying here in the dark right now. It reminds me. I always used to tell my guys, aim low, especially at night, because people tend to shoot high. I'd rather shoot them in the shins or in the knees or even in the foot than shoot over their head. If you're into a nighttime fight situation, shoot low, aim low.
Well, I've changed a lot of my behavior in the last year and a half just due to the fact that where I live is so full of goofballs, Antifa types and commies that I've really had to curtail some of my nighttime activities and so forth, because I don't want to be caught out in a unfriendly territory where I'm gonna have to defend myself, and then I'll probably get on the wrong side of the equation with the left marks, police forces or whatever, in the wrong place. So we all have to think about that.
Wait till you hit 50, Robert. All of a sudden you want to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Everything changes, man. It seems like it really changed for me about 50, 51. I don't know, man. I don't have any interest in going out and being with the Antifa crowd or any of that. I'm ready to be, I'm at home, man. By the time it's 9, 10 o'clock at night, I'm at home for tonight.
Right on, Frank.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right. Yeah, take care of yourself, man. Good to hear from you. Let's take Mark in Florida. Welcome, Mark. We got Mark.
There we go. There's a beep. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
It's good to hear from Jeff. But the caller before Jeff is heading down towards Lee County.
Yeah.
It's 74 degrees on my patio right now. the golf is good. After 2 o'clock, $25 gets you a cart and as many holes as you can put in. You never know who's packing. And it's quite peaceful down here. And for all the riots, Viva Villa.
Hello?
Did you get it?
No, I didn't. You sounded kind of muddy. What were you saying?
I was saying for all the riots, Viva Villa.
Viva Villa.
For Pancho Villa.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so we're all peaceful. We're all peaceful because you don't know who's packing. And I don't know. I've never had a problem down here, so that is, and the weather's good.
Well, that's good, man. What else is on your mind?
The only really thing is people got to comprehend that they are being treated as property by Uncle Sam under the plenary powers of Congress. Find the book online and download it. The title is From Sovereign to Serf, Serfer spelled S-E-R-F.
Yeah, I
got it. Download it, read it. Be a state citizen if you can, or if you're not, or you just want to lay under the radar. But recognize that the history of these United States or the United States Corporation is they turned everybody into a slave. And we're all logged onto the plantation of the District of Columbia. It says,
yep.
People, get out of it. Get out of it. It's, I don't know.
So have you pulled out of it, or have you destroyed your straw man?
You know, I think I did, because when I did a driver's license, it came back nothing. Nothing, ever nothing. And I've had stuff in the past, but it came back nothing. I'm getting ready to renew, so I'll find out the full details when I renew. I got to renew by the end of the year, so I'm going to find out exactly what the Department of Homeland Security has to say about things.
So you have a driver's license issued by the state of Florida?
Well, I have a CDL. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, so. So there's no way that you've destroyed your straw man if you've got a CDL and everything else.
We'll find out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, because they cannot discriminate. They cannot deny a state citizen the ability to sustain his life. Full details.
So basically, you don't have a Social Security number anymore. And things of that nature?
I do.
Oh.
But I don't pay any income taxes.
Oh, okay.
And they don't bother me. Previous state I lived in released every lien they had on me. I didn't even know they had so many on me. That there's like six of them. They released them all. I'm going to find out, because I'm doing the process everyone else is talking about. And I'll find out.
Interesting. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate that.
Hey, enjoy.
Yeah, you too. That's quite fascinating. You know, I've always thought about trying to unplug as far as possible from this thing that's been created for us, this false reality, our false status. And as... Oh, there's the break. I thought I heard it. Fred in Iowa, hold on. I'll get you after the break. Incendiary Radio on RBN.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity. but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I will show the whole world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people that will survive disaster.
We're back. NBRE Radio and RBN. Right before I bring up Fred here, I wanted to get this one in. This is all over the place in the Bible prophecy world. Curse of the Dead Sea has ended, ushering in Ezekiel's prophetic vision. All right, and it's out of Ezekiel 47:10. It shall come to pass that Fisher shall stand by it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. There shall be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish shall be after their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. For those who have visited the lowest point on earth or the face of the earth, Ezekiel's end of days of prophecy of the Dead Sea coming to life seems impossible. Yet recently, scientists have been shocked to discover that the sinkholes appearing around the sea are quickly filling up with fish and other forms of life previously unseen in the inhospitable region. Speeding atop the water, salt water playfully splashing each smiling person on the boat, each individual's eyes are wide open despite the stinging salt. Nobody wants to miss a second of the beautiful blah, blah, blah. Known as the Dead Sea in English because of its hypersaline environment, 37% salinity, almost 10 times salter in the ocean, and scarcity of aquatic life. But they're saying it's becoming the eighth wonder of the world. And these sinkholes, microorganisms, growing vegetation, millions of visitors who come seeking life, blah, blah, blah. They're almost looking at all these sinkholes, habitats with less than 1.5% salinity, water you could drink, surrounded by salt water as well as minimums like bromium, magnesium, potassium. The Dead Sea's changing because of sinkholes, and a lot of people in the Bible prophecy world think that's quite interesting. Let's bring up Fred in Iowa. And Fred, if I need to, I can hold you through the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for holding me. I'm usually pretty brief, but I got a lot to get out. I like the clip that you played at the very first of your show, and I also like your discussion very much after you talked to Tony, and I think you've got the right and the good attitude, in my opinion, and what I have to say to Frank is keep the faith, Frank. Robert.
Yes.
Our war, our battle is against the powers of darkness, the principalities, people in power. And we're not to forget that. We're to remember that. Now, I'm going to say some things that sounds contradictory, but let me explain them. Okay, I'm a separatist. I believe in separation strongly. And what I mean by that, come out of Babylon. The people that come out of Babylon are my brothers and sisters, and they will be from every nation, race, color, and tongue. That's my people. Now, I am half Dutch, half English, but I do not believe we are the master race. Okay, anything that the powers of darkness and the principalities, which are these governments, and God acts through people, uses people, and the devil uses people, or his evil angels. Okay, if you notice, all these people are coming from Honduras from Africa into European nations. They're usually clean and well-dressed. Now, how in the hell can people come from poverty-stricken countries with no money and say they're making a dollar or two or $3 a day? How can they put together the money to travel back and forth? I mean, travel to Europe or travel to the United States or Canada or whatever, the Western nations. So there's got to be a power there that gives them that money, that creates these things. Now, I do believe that every nation, not only ours, should have their sovereignty and their lines, their borders.
Sure.
And the only way we can talk to people and communicate with people in other nations is through persuasion. Now, I made this statement about a month ago, but it seems to be getting out, that Christians have become so complacent and sitting back on their fannies and thinking they are saved, and they're not. And every Christian should be a missionary. And what that means is you don't have to go to a foreign country, but to get the word out, take it to the four corners of the earth. Don't beat people over the head about it, but show it in your actions and be kind, be considerate. Now, it's not that that I don't have anger. I most certainly do, but I am trying to control it and fight it and trying to treat people decently. Treat your neighbor as yourself. But when our this game of the powers on earth, the evil powers on earth, are bringing people's into this country, talking about the United States in particular, if they agreed with our Constitution, which we don't have no more, I would be all for letting any kind of people in like that that wanted to adopt our culture. Not that we can't learn things from other cultures. My God, you know, we can. I would say to other countries, take the good things about America, about the United States and our original Constitution, but the crap that the United States government and the things that the people of the United States go along with are bad. For God's sake, don't adopt those, you know. Other words, going to war and killing women and children. Why in the hell would I want to go to another country and kill children and women that are Christians? That's insanity. And I don't know if I covered everything I wanted to say, but we are fighting against evil, and that's what the hell it comes down to. And keep your faith, but try to live it. Well, anyhow, unless you want to ask me something, I'm done.
All right. Well, I got a bunch of callers, Fred, but thanks for putting in your viewpoint, and appreciate you listening, man.
Oh, glad to. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See you. You know, and I hear this from folks about not, you know, if people could come adopt our culture, I wouldn't be against letting them in. I'm all for a moratorium. We've had moratoriums in the past. We've absorbed so many people that don't subscribe to limited government, private property, free enterprise, and half of them don't even know what any of this really is, that I think that and especially on the environmental concerns, I consider myself relatively an environmentalist. I don't want to let in a large swaths of people. I think it'll disturb the environment even worse than we're disturbing it now. And so all these leftists that claim to be environments are talking about no borders, no wall, no USA at all. They really don't care about the environment. Look at the environment in large swaths of Mexico now and other countries. It's gutted. People don't treat it well at all, but you want to absorb all these people into your country and you claim to be an environmentalist. I think that's silly. You want to have all these safety nets. You want to have Medicare. You want to have Social Security. You want to have SSI, all this stuff, all these social programs. But you want to absorb all these people into the country that are going to destroy and overwhelm your social programs. And so you can't have open borders and any kind of a welfare state at all, or you're going to destroy what the safety net that is there for the present population once the new population comes and jumps on the dole. So these people are hypocrites. They can't talk logically. They're economically illiterate. And this is the problem. Let's take Thomas in Florida. Thomas, welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
No
yeah, I've been listening to you for a long time, Robert, and I really, really enjoy your show. You're probably one of the best shows on RBN.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
I'm always disappointed when you take a sabbatical, like last week. I go, oh, darn. It's... you know, I know. I admire the fact that you can, you know, put so much stuff together, and I don't really know how you do it. But
well, thank you, man.
Yeah, no, really, really, really appreciate it. I'm sure I'm speaking for everyone else who listens to you. Have you heard of a guy? He's a younger guy. I mean, I say younger. He's in his mid-30s. He was in the Marine Corps, I guess, for about 7 years. His name is Patrick Little.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Sort of a heads up. I mean, I've been listening to RBN for a long, long time, and, you know, there's so much that's being discussed and everything, and this guy's kind of young, new to the thing. He was raised in Maine, he was in the military, and he was running for president. Well, he's running for president. Okay. Just have to listen to what I'm going to say. Bear with
okay.
me. He ran for a Senate seat in California against Feinstein, okay? And he got a significant amount of votes. out there, and he actually got cheated out of a bunch of votes, too, from, you know, typical standard operating procedure. And he basically came to the conclusion, and again, this is going to, you know, what he says is, okay, look, all we do is discuss our symptoms. We've got symptoms, and we can go on indefinitely talking about what's plaguing us, and every day a whole new array will be presented. I mean, you can't even, if you're like me, I can't even remember all the crazy stuff that's happened over the years. People have to re-remind me of, oh yeah, remember that, going all the way back to God knows what.
Well, you know what really gets me? You know what really gets me is all the false flags that I forget about. Sequence of false flags alone, my God, I forgot about that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I feel like if everyone feels like me, I feel like I'm being rope-a-doped. I mean, I'm numb. I'm like Frank, you know. I identify heavily with Frank. Like, hey, you know, okay, so this guy Little, he's interesting. He's very intelligent. He speaks fluent German. He was an IT guy. He wasn't particularly in battle. He admits it. He said, I would like to have gone out on some stuff. He said, but, you know, I was kind of in a position where I was needed for a lot of, you know, stuff out there for just organizing, you know, the military operation.
Yeah, well, modern warfare, you're nowhere without technology and IT people.
Yeah, I forget the ratio. It's like 8 people supporting the one with the gun, you know.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but, it's probably necessary. I don't know. Anyhow, so what he says is, listen, let's cut to the chase. Let's stop talking about our symptoms. He said, in the past, all throughout history, he says, we've been basically plagued by now they want to say Zionist, but he's very, very, very specific. He says, let's not say Zionist. He says, let's name the Jew. And what he's done is he's gone ahead and he's running a campaign, you know, street level, and then he videos it and it goes on YouTube. I mean, And he does what they call jaywalking. He goes out with signs, and he says we're going to have to name the Jew. He says, we're not going to call it Zionist. We're not going to call it anything except that. Because he said, historically, they had to have been thrown out. Neither you became a converso or you left. Mm-hmm. And what he's done is, I'm older. I'm even older than you. I'm pushing 70. So, okay, I call him young. He has spawned a group. Well, okay, the other thing he says is, listen, I'm running for president. He says, obviously, I'm not going to win. But he says, I'm going to force Trump to name the Jew. And what they do is he's spawned a whole younger group, which I find refreshing. I'm talking people that are, you know, under 40, and they form this thing called the Goyim Defense League.
I've heard of that.
You know, it's sort of, if you watch it at first, you know, you go, there's one guy called Anthem.
You're familiar with Scott Roberts and those guys previously, Gentile Defense Force. There's been a few of these things, you know.
Right. Well, there's a few. Okay, there's one guy called Handsome Truth. Now he comes on as kind of a, well, you have to watch it to see it, but don't not watch it. Watch it for a while. This guy is actually changing rapidly. He's actually holding almost like seminars, and people are he's showing film stuff about the Cheka, the mass murders of the Bolsheviks, the murder of the Russian Tsarist family, and, you know, what a pivotal point that was in history. But there's other ones. There's I'm so impressed because these guys, I call them young. They're in their 30s. There's a guy who does No More News.
Adam Green.
Yes, and the other guy who has Red Elephant, very intelligent and very measured. Right, and I'm just seeing that this is a thing where I don't know. I think they're correct in basically, hey, let's just stop talking about, you know, in the past, expulsion was the only thing that worked. Well, it didn't work, you know, and they always came back. And actually, the very last country to ever expel them was Germany, and we saw what happened to them. But Patrick Little and these people are saying, look, if we don't actually, you know, get right to the matter, we're going to suffer. We're not going to get out of it. And
you know, the protocols,
when
you dig into the protocols, it talks about this. It's like, okay, so if one country, if this one country pulls its head out of its rectum and it really takes us on head on, What's so nice is we control all the other countries through credit and banking and media and all the rest of it. We can just sick all the rest of the countries on them and just crush them. You know, they brag about it in the protocols. It's fascinating.
Well, that's what John Kaminsky said. Hey, look at what happened in World War II. Christian Germany was literally taken over by Christian Russia. Then you had England, and you had France, you got Canada, you got the United States. So all these Christians pile onto this other Christian and basically annihilate them.
Yeah, well, you know, you had strange underbelly networks connecting all these so-called Christian countries, yeah.
Well, as he points out, they're all Jewish-controlled Christian countries.
Yeah,
Kaminsky
yeah.
comes right out and actually says that. I think that's almost verbatim. And anyhow, so I just find it refreshing that these are, again, John Stadtmiller always says, hey, if they'd waited 20 years, they could have just walked in like a cakewalk, you know? And but now I've had I'm rejuvenated by knowing that people, I think that these GDL people are all in their 20s and 30s. I see some people making comments who appear to be older, but I think this is the younger generation, and they're waking up.
Well, I mean, you look, they have to, and you know, for every Jewish person, like, let's say, a Joel Gilbert, who really blows the whistle on communism and basically Marxism worldwide or whatever, there's 100 leftists, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, all the rest of these Jewish organizations that are all basically for globo Jewish Zio communism, you know, what Ben Gurion's vision of basically, you know, the headquarters of the World Supreme Court right there in Jerusalem deciding everything, which means money and power and everything else. And so it is what it is. And so, you know, and unfortunately, the Vatican was the real thing that kept Jewry in check for many centuries. And then the Vatican got taken over, and, you know, now you got Pope Francis and the rest of these guys. And, you know, the Jesuit order has been very suspect throughout the centuries, been kicked out of 80 some odd countries. So there's a very strong parallel there with Jewish behavior out of the Jesuits. And so, you know, once the Vatican got really penetrated and taken control of, then everything else moved in like a flood. And now you see the real rise here of basically Jewish domination of the entire planet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because it's these people are doing these jaywalks, but they hit and they run, because they know, they actually look around. Well, Patrick Little does. He says, we've been here for so many minutes, let's leave, because he actually did have trouble in Seattle. They attacked his cameraman and whatnot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm just wondering if it is going to get to be almost like an in-the-streets thing where people are basically, you know, trying to jaywalk, as they say, and yeah. Then you're going to get, of course, the Antifa crowd, and then you're going to have, you know, who knows what. But maybe an awareness. I don't know.
It's going to play out, and we're going to witness the attempted Bolshevik revolution in the United States. And so but thanks for calling. I got two callers left, but appreciate your ideas, because this is what we're witnessing here, is through the migration chains, and then through Antifa and all these AstroTurf groups. They're going to try to flip this thing on its head and go straight gulags on us, and I can feel it, and I know most of you can. Let's take Chris near Las Vegas. Chris, welcome, sir. Haven't talked to you for a couple weeks. How you doing?
Oh, reasonably well, Robert. You know, you were mentioning earlier about the Laurel Canyon stuff and all the deep state hell services connections between all the groups of the 60s and 70s. And there's a great guy, I think you probably know him, Jan Ervin.
Yeah.
Has a site called GnosticMedia.org. It's a good resource for that research.
Yeah.
And like you, I was just astounded to discover all the CIA, NSA connections between all the Southern California groups, Mamas and Papas, Doors, so on.
and David Crosby.
You know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, the militant industrial complex is exactly where the so-called family of Manson and the gang up and down the Southern California coast all the way up to the Poly Class case way up north. This whole thing with the Swan Ranch and stuff is all a big PSYOPs operation. They were the ones distributing the Sandoz Labs, Sunshine, and other LSD-based drugs.
Yeah. Hey, but they had this top-secret Air Force base right in the middle of the Hollywood Hills where it's the most cutting-edge production studios and so forth. The name escapes me of the Air Force base, but this is where all – yeah. It's something else. I can't remember the name of the Air Force base. It's top secret up there in the Hollywood Hills.
West Coast MENA.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Well, the CIA operations are bringing drugs in from all over the planet to basically do an opium wars version here in America to get everybody cranked up on all their concocted drugs. And, you know, some of the best hashish and gold seals and stuff used to come from those guys here to America, and it was disseminated all throughout the whole continental U.S., and there were some high-quality things that went around back there in the 60s, I can guarantee you.
Yeah. Lookout Mountain was the name of it, Air Force Station.
Very good, and what an apropos location for that. I hadn't heard of that one. But, this big
and you know who bought the property that the former Lookout Mountain is a guy named Jared Leto, 30 Seconds to Mars, and he's a famous Hollywood young actor, and he lives on it now. So,
Well, I wonder if they're doing the same sort of activities. It wouldn't surprise me. Of course, you got the pedo-gate stuff going on out there with Jeffrey, what's it, Weinstein or whatever his name is.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah,
They're saying that somehow his cases against him might be collapsing, so this could have been a big psyop, the big shindig who the one lady says Meryl Streep said Harvey Weinstein, also known as God, at the big award ceremony. So he gets ran through the mill, and then some. And I'm just reading that some of the cases against him might be collapsing, so he might walk after all. And so event where he gets shamed a little bit, blah blah blah, runs the PSYOP, and then watch it. I'll laugh if the guy walks, but
well, and of course that diverts the attention from the real pedo gate with Hillary Clinton, the Podestas, and Epstein, and James Elefantis, and all those with the ping pong pizza.
Yeah, $65,000 worth of succulent hot dogs flown into the White.
Oh yeah. Well, and this migration scenario is nothing but a big cloud and flivin on a monster scale of a big invasion to collapse the economy of America, to ruin the election process by giving them all so-called voting privileges. This is nothing but a culture war on America run by the George Soros and the other global gangster operatives of the Rockefeller Rothschild operation.
Yeah, well, Tarrant County, Texas has been busted. All these places where they want to turn Texas blue, and so all these people are getting ballots where, you know, basically millions of ballots, California, Texas, where basically any illegal can vote remotely. The whole thing stinks. It's banana republic level. And, these Democrats worry about election, you know, tampering by the Russians. It's like you tamper in every election possible. You have such a hostility toward our voting system that you don't even want people to have IDs. You put your lawyers up against any state that tries to protect itself and have and the most minimalist voter ID laws. And you say that you're trying to keep so-and-so from voting because you want them to have an ID. Well, it's like if you don't even have your stuff together to have some form of identification, whether it's like a not necessarily a driver's license. I know some of the people out there were more sovereign minded, but you could still have an ID that's accepted by your state. The whole voting process is really it's to the point now where the Democrats have the most hate for any kind of accurate or fair elections, but yet they're the ones that are worried about tampering. And then Facebook has actually a position called the Director of Elections at Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, of course. But we got to worry about the Russians, but we got Facebook has a position at Facebook called Director of Elections, but they're not tampering. No. See?
Oh, of course not. Of course, they've always told us, at least those people that listen to RBN and some other astute stations, that if voting really mattered, they'd make it illegal. We wouldn't be able to do it anyway. So it's kind of presumed that they're all fixed and it's elections, not elections, posed to give us the illusion that we're actually making a difference.
Yeah. Anything else, Chris? I got two last callers before the end of the show.
Go ahead, thank you very, very much. Travel on, Robert. Be blessed.
All right. Yes, you too, sir. Thanks. Let's take Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, you got about, let's say you got about 3.5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you, Robert, and thanks for being here. I don't have television, but this whole Kavanaugh thing came up. I thought, you know, I sensed it was ridiculous, but then when I actually saw the video of this gal and her funny glasses and her little
pathetic,
the whole thing is a scam. And here's why: how is it that the process? See, this is vetting a judge in the high court of our land, right? And so, who on the other side, the good guys, our guys, right? Supposedly, who would even let this even get to the level of the national scene to make a mockery of the whole verifying process of a judge, you see?
Yeah.
And because it was a mockery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a humiliation event. It was like that.
Yeah. And so,
but it also brought our young people having to witness another like Lewinsky-esque, just talking about devil's triangle and all these sexual terms. It was almost another drag through the mud, through perversion and lasciviousness.
Yes, and in order to destroy the standard, that's what they're about. They want to destroy our distinctions and our standards. And if that was an example. Wasn't an example of it. I don't know what is now.
It was also to crucify a white male. You can't forget about that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I call that, by the way, I call it multiplicity of purpose.
Yeah.
So whatever they do, they don't want to kill two birds with one stone. They want to kill 10.
Yeah.
And they're very good at it. They're very good at it. It's like a backup plan to the backup plan to the backup plan. And if they can plant enough seeds of dissension and distraction and controversy, and what it does overall psychologically on mass hypnosis basis, mm-hmm. it actually drives people into apathy. It drives people into apathy where they don't give a damn anymore about anything. See,
or it drives them into almost militant level like hatred and they want to do violence to those they disagree with also.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I want to touch something on this Accenture, because you said Accenture is now doing the biometrics thing in India. Well, and didn't you say they had something to do with
Europe?
They got their fingers.
Yeah, they're all over the place. They're one of those strange corporations like Serco, and, you know, they're involved in a lot of stuff.
Here's the other thing. Now, according to Art in Philadelphia, who's on Rick Adams' show, and Art here in Philadelphia with NoPlaceForCorruption.com, he says that Accenture is the company that made the deal, that was waiting in the wings to make the deal with Gupta from India to bring over who? The Indians to take our jobs.
The
H-1B visas. Now, if Trump's the good guy, then how in the hell is he allowing 550,000 new H-1B visas to be approved since the beginning of the year? How is that, Robert?
Claiming is there's not enough people in the United States trained in the proper blah, 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 blah to get these jobs. These jobs are wide open, and none of us are smart enough to get. That's the cover story.
Yeah, isn't that a crock of crap? No Americans are smart enough, and we've got all these students that have all these loans that are, so we're in debt, but we're not smart enough. That just doesn't compute. It's a horse crap story, and I'm not buying it. So anyway,
I got one more caller.
Okay,
so
I'll let it go at that. But yeah, they want to destroy distinctions, and we just got to say no to that crap of any kind, and not
it's
go
a,
along
it's
with
a Soviet,
it. You know,
it's a Soviet level. It's a Soviet level, like Stalin, to destroy the Georgians, the Lithuanians, blah blah blah. So he forcibly moved all these people around to amalgamate them into the Soviet, instead of them having their own little nationalistic type enclaves. And so this is worldwide Sovietization is what it is.
Right, yeah, destroying distinctions of a people, yes, of a culture, yes, of separate, yes, cultures, distinctions, yeah. Well, thank you, Robert, for being there.
All right.
And thanks for the callers.
Right, man.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take Nancy in California. Nancy will be our last caller. We're coming up at the end of the show. So welcome, ma'am.
Thank you. Is that the music?
Yeah, go ahead. He turned it down.
Okay, so you've got Patrick Little they were talking about. Have you heard of Paul Naylor?
Naylon, yes, in Wisconsin.
Oh, is it Naylon? Okay.
Yes.
He's excellent as well. And then one of your callers was talking about Hitler. I read a book, and Hitler had said to the populace that, and to the world, basically, that they were a bulwark standing in the way of communism/Jewish destruction of Europe and the world. And
yeah, well, think about it. Germany almost fell to communism previously, right during those times where Hitler came to power.
Right. Well, he was anti-communist and fighting it. Yes. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then this is the first time I've heard you. What is your name and what times are you on? Is it only Sunday?
Yeah, Sundays from 10 p.m. sometimes till 1 a.m., but lately I've been going till midnight, so that'd be 8 p.m. to 10 out there on the West Coast. And the name of the show is Incendiary Radio.
And what's your name?
Robert.
Okay, so I have one more thing. One of the guys is talking about this demoralizing. You know, he talked about how people just give up. And there was this one communist defector, his first name was Yuri, and he said it demoralizes people.
Yeah.
So they don't even care. They just get so discouraged. And then the Democrats were not really concerned about the elections. It was a ploy.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
Snakes. They're just little demons. Anyway, okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening. Appreciate everybody calling in and making it a good program. Ken, thanks for running the board, and maybe next week I can play the two things that I didn't get to play tonight, but support the network, folks, and see y'all next week.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.